This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, I got a lot of ground to cover. Let's do it. NBA playing games last night continued. 76ers overcome an 11-point first-half deficit, comeback, beat the Miami Heat 105-104. They become the official 7th seed in the East. They will now face the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs. The Heat, though, have one more shot to grab the 8th and final postseason in the East if they can win tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls eliminated the Hawks last night, 131-116 in the second playing game of the evening. Off the court, the NBA has banned Jonte Porter of the Raptors for life for violating the league's gaming rules. This in part to placing bets on NBA games through an associate's betting account. The league's investigation determined that Porter bet $54,000, a little over $54,000, on some NBA games, winning $76,000. Well, actually, a net of $21,000 is what he won. So he only won $21,000 with those. However, the probe also uncovered multiple other violations of NBA rules, including disclosing health status to an individual he knew was a bettor. That individual then attempted to place an $80,000 parlay bet on Porter to underperform in a March 20th game, and the payout would have been $1.1 million, but the bet was frozen by the sports book because it was flagged as suspicious activity. Porter was then found to have limited his own game participation in order to influence the outcome of those bets when he left the game 3 minutes into it because he said he was sick. So he is gone. Now, what's fascinating to me is when the speculation was back in the day that Pete Rose was gambling on baseball, it took them forever to try to nail this evidence down and get him out.
Right.
In this particular case, the NBA, and they are not a legal entity. They're not the police. They can't acquire cell phone data, can they? I don't think they can.
No.
So, but they did this in very short order and got him out. The sad thing is his brother plays for the Denver Nuggets, and his brother's kind of a big deal. Jonte, not so much. So now anything that Michael Porter's involved with the Denver Nuggets, who won the championship last year, if it looks suspicious, they're going to have to look into it because guilty by association, which is unfortunate.
I think they could have reverse engineered this. They could have gone to the gambling apps who have to cooperate with them just to have a good relationship.
Yes.
They could have provided where these bets came from.
Yes, but they're saying
figured it out.
A betting associate. Yeah. So somebody in Jonte's inner circle. So it's not Jonte himself.
All right.
That's why I'm like, how the heck did the NBA, I didn't think this was going to come down this quickly.
Right.
I thought it was going to take them a year to you know, just basically suspend him indefinitely or just have him away from the game. But no,
they
got it done pretty
decisive.
Quickly.
Yeah.
The Norfolk Admirals opened up their playoff run on the road in Quebec last night with a 4-2 win over a team with a French name that confuses a lot of English-speaking people like myself. So I went to the internet to find out the right pronunciation, and even the internet is confused.
Really?
As to what the city this team plays in. So let's try some possibilities. So last night, the Admirals may have beaten
Trois-Verrières.
Yeah, them, or
Trois-Verrières.
Or
Trimdunter.
Or maybe they beat
Trois-Verrières.
Or
Trois-Rivières.
I think that's the closest one, the Trois-Verrières Lions.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
I think that's the closest one. So good job. They're up in that series, best of 7, 1-0. Good job by the Admirals. The NHL regular season comes to a close tonight. We're going to have the playoffs soon. Last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they didn't really need the game they were playing in against the Maple Leafs, but they had their starters in there. They had everyone getting some work. And part of the reason is Nikita Kucherov, the Cooch, had a shot at going into the NHL record books.
Right. Radish across, Kucherov, the point!
You know, this is only the fifth player now to do this. We had this. Connor McDavid did it the other day, but it's not a regular occurrence.
Right.
100 assists in a single season. Connor McDavid did it the other day for the Edmonton Oilers. So last night in the 6-4 win over the Maple Leafs, the Cooch, Nikita Kucherov, does it. He joins Connor, Bobby Orr, and Mario Lemieux. All of them have now done it once. And remember, Wayne Gretzky, he did it 11 times.
Right.
Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring. Yeah, Kelce, along with his brother Travis, recently held something called the Great Lom Baby Games at the University of Cincinnati. And one of the competitions that they set up was between athletes, I should say, and academic scholars. They were involved in one of the games in which you must dive into a pool of Skyline Chili. And unfortunately, after Jason Kelce dove in, he realized that he...
I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event.
So how did this happen? Well, he put a Super Bowl ring thing in a sock, and I'm assuming he put the sock in his pocket before the sock slipped out into the pool of chili. Kelsey continues his story by showing a photo of this giant pool of chili and a guy, like, sifting through it.
This is Jets Jake and intern Brandon the next day searching through the chili to try and find the sock that had my Super Bowl ring in it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen.
Now, his brother Travis was wondering, why the hell would you even put a Super Bowl ring in a sock and then put it in your pocket and then jump into a pool of chili?
What did you expect to happen?
I thought that we would just go in the pool and get the ring afterwards. At some point, the only thing I can think of is at some point the sock got kicked out of the three-way and it made its way out of the pool and that it was thrown away in some shape or form.
So apparently, in the middle of this diving in, you have a three-way of some kind, a menage with know who, and the sock is out, and no one knows where it is. So again, that ring gone.
The Super Bowl ring is officially gone. We've already put the insurance claim in, which I think the insurance company might have some things to say about whether they're going to cover that.
100% they're going to have, especially if you're going to tell the entire world.
Yeah, you can't be telling the entire world and then file the insurance and explain how you did it, because I don't know if this is covered.
Wow.
Yeah. Major League Baseball, bottom of the ninth last night. You're going to listen to this soundbite. Bottom of the ninth, Orioles twins, former Tide center fielder Cedric Mullins at the plate for Baltimore. Listen carefully to the entire soundbite. Lots of information in this soundbite.
Cedric Mullins, a batter. One on, one out. Never hit a walk-off home run. Until now, maybe. Deep right field. Cedric Mullins! Good night! Sweep dreams, Minnesota! Cedric Mullins with a first walk-off home run of his career, ending a sensational series!
Eighth walk-off by the Orioles now.
Eight walk-offs by the Orioles. That's not exactly correct, but it's a little misleading the way you said it.
Yeah.
Walk-off is when, bottom of the ninth, you walk off like Cedric Mullins, former Tides player, just did for the Orioles.
Yeah.
Homers, they win the game.
4-2. I had a home run.
We're done.
The game over.
What this guy should have said is, this is the eighth time in their 12 wins on the season that they've come up in the ninth to win the game, because they've done it four times on the road, but it's not a walk-off, and they've done it four times at home. I went through and looked them all up.
But
that's pretty impressive nonetheless. They're coming up big late, and that's good news for the Orioles.
Great teams do.
Absolutely. Nationals shut out the Dodgers 2-0. The Mets are proving once again, actually, I should say proving, they're providing false hope for Mets fans. They've won 10 out of 13.
At what point is it real?
It's not.
It's still cotton candy?
Yeah.
It's still going away if I touch it?
They started out 0-5. That's who they are. I don't care about this 10-13. Yeah. They beat the Pirates 9-1. Braves topped the Astros in 10-5-4. The Phillies got a pair of home runs out of Kyle Schwarber. 7-6 win over the Rockies. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Red Sox shut out the Guardians 2-0. The Tides, unfortunately, trouble for the Tides. Do you know they lost again last night? This is 9 in a row.
Yeah.
And do you know how much they lost by? 12, 16-4.
Dude, what?
I don't know we need to
Is it all Jackson Holiday?
I don't know. We need to get Buck Britton on the phone right now. Yeah. If you work for the Tides, have Buck call us. We're gonna see if we can help him out some way.
We're collecting rabbit's feet.
Yes.
We're going to run them down there in lucky pennies.
There you go. All right. Today we're trying something new. Instead of a fun fact, we're going to do a question and an answer. It's a throwback Thursday, game show moment.
Right.
It comes to us from the legendary Hollywood Squares back in the day. Here is the question for the center square, Paul Lind.
According to the World Book, what's the main thing we get from Honduras?
You got it, too.
Now, if you're Honduran, it's like, just a joke.
It's a joke. It's a joke from a game show. All right. 6:40 now. Here at FM 99 WNOR. You got it too?
No, I don't get it.
All right, great. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
The main thing you got that? Like perhaps a disease?
Oh!
Or,
oh!
Something like that. It was nuanced.